Jonathan, tell us a bit about yourself. Tell us who have you left behind this morning?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. So I have one wife and two kids, and I try and get those numbers right. So Felicity's at home, she's my wife, and then two boys, Billy and Rufus. And if you want to know why we call them that, particularly about their middle names, come and ask me afterwards. They've got funny middle names.
Tell us now.
Rufus's middle names are Hudson Taylor. Does anyone know who Hudson Taylor was? Yeah, missionary to China from, where was he from? Anyone know? Yorkshire. So that's, I'm a Yorkshireman. And then Billy, Billy James Elliot. So Billy after Billy Graham and James Elliot after the missionary who was martyred. So yes, anyway, there we go.
Ever since I've known you, you've had two great passions, telling people about Jesus and persuading people to buy books. I guess some of us might understand the first one, but why are you so passionate about getting people to take books off your hands?
Yeah, it's funny really, because I'm dyslexic, so I don't read so good, and I know that's not how you structure this. Anyway, never mind. Desire, the passion to get people reading good books that point to the Lord Jesus is really because of that first passion. I want as many people as possible to know about Jesus. And a great way of finding out about him is by reading good books that point to him. So whether it's biographies or introductions to Bible readings or things for children, whatever it is, I want people to read good stuff. So what we do as a company is we handpick ones that we know that are good and point to the Lord Jesus. We buy them in big numbers, and then we make them as cheap as possible so that they can go out in a big way. So that's what we do, yeah.
You said as a company, tell us about who you work for.
Yeah, so it's a company called 10 of Those, 10ofthose.com. We're online, and we've got a couple of shops, and et cetera. In fact, we have a shop in Stafford, but you can ask me about that later. But and what we do, we are a limited company. We try and make as much profit as we can, and then at the end of the year, we give that profit away to people with books that where they previously wouldn't be able to afford it. So it's not paying for my holiday home, I promise.
And John, you've brought some recommendations for us. I should say there's a huge bookstore set up in the top hall over that we can browse during coffee. Anything particular you'd highlight for us?
Yeah, well, I brought four or five here. First of all, make sure you're reading the Bible. I brought my Bible up. That is the best book to be reading. And let me just say, first of all, on money, if you've not come prepared or money's tight, but you promise to read it, just come and see us. I can knock it off. I was at the other church earlier. I overcharged them, so it'll all balance out. So just do take it. And I think if I read a book once, I feel I'm doing really well, being dyslexic. If I read it more than once, it means I forgot I read it in the first place. Or it's so good I've gone back to it. And this I've read three times now. It's called Incomparable by a guy called Andrew Wilson. He looks at 60 different characteristics for God. Each one is only 3 pages long, so very manageable, particularly for us blokes. But a real joy on kind of helping us fix our eyes on who God is. Now, that's normally £9. We do it for £6. They're the same number to a dyslexic. Some of you will work that out anyway. And this one is written by a dear old saint, a guy called Derek Prime. He's nearly 90 now. It's called A Good Old Age. And it's really an A to Z of the Christian life, even when you're getting into your more senior years. How is it that you can live for Jesus with great joy, even when things begin to creak a little bit? It's a great book if that's perhaps... you have to go for big, fat books. We're not going to judge how you're doing spiritually on the size of book you get. So you could just get a little one. This is brutal. It's so to the point. It's by Bishop J.C. Ryle, and it's called Do You Pray? He asks 7 times, do you pray? And then gives a reason from the Bible why you should be praying. It's not very long, but it will really impact your prayer life. And then don't just think about yourself of books for you, but perhaps for other people. 2, if I may. First of all, one for children. This one's called Everyone a Child Should Know. And it goes through 52 people from church history and draws out their story. So Hudson Taylor and Billy Graham and Jim Elliot are all in here, but others as well. And it draws out one principle from their life that's drawn from the Bible of living for him. That's the sort of thing that you could read with your family or grandkids, that sort of thing. And then finally, also by J.C. Ryle, this one, I only read it for the first time 2 or 3 weeks ago, called Happiness, We live in a world where so many people are unhappy, but want to be happy. And this is the sort of thing that you could give away, whether you're at the Mother's Union or a next door neighbor, really looking at this whole question of happiness. Are you happy? Because the only way to be truly happy is to know the Lord Jesus, and that's really what he unpacks. So maybe you could get it and give it away to somebody, and as it points them to Jesus, might just change their life. So get something good that will point you to Jesus. Thanks.
Jonathan, thank you so much. John said I could have a tip as well. My two tips would be have a look at the kids' table over in the church hall. If you've got kids, grandkids, godchildren, nephews, nieces, there's some lovely books there. Make great Christmas presents, birthday presents. And there's a great book by Tim Keller called, what's it called, The Path of Wisdom, is that right? Or Way of Wisdom. I have it by the kettle, and I read one. It's a daily devotional on the Book of Proverbs. I try and read one each morning, and it takes me about as long as it takes for the kettle to boil. And we got quite a fast kettle, but each morning that's been a great way to set up the day. So I highly recommend that one as well, as full of nuggets and encouragements.